Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, the Bible says the entrance to your word giveth light. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Gross darkness will cover the heart, darkness upon the heart, gross darkness the people. But we, God's children, Lord, the Lord is our life, our salvation. We shall never walk in darkness. We have the light of life. So tonight, as we read a few scriptures here tonight, Lord, Lord God, let it be mixed with faith in our heart tonight, that it profit us in the days to come. Father, we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Before we begin to pray, just, you know, in the spirit of Hebrews 10:25, the last part, exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen? The day is approaching, the coming of the Lord is approaching. Now, you know, many people in this world, you know, are of the opinion that this world will just continue forever. That is the opinion of so many people in this world, much more the unbelievers in particular, maybe some so-called scientists. But the real scientists, we know that they will understand the scripture, you know, the real scientists, amen. There are pseudo scientists out there too, you know, who will say there is a big bang, lie upon lie, you know, from Lucifer and so on like that, you know, we know that, you know. Anyway, why the heart will not be annihilated, we know that. When I say the world won't continue forever, right? Where the age will end, there is a difference between the age and the world. This heart will not be annihilated. If you go through a series of divine judgments, we know that. And then, you know, from the, you know, the great day, you know, the tribulation, the great day of the Lord, and then for the trumpet judgment or the book of Revelation, the fire judgment, which are celestial and celestial convulsions from the Almighty God. We know that, you know, and then, of course, the 1,000-year millennium and so forth, then giving into the new heaven and the new heart. So the heart itself has been here of old, isn't it? It begins 2,000 years ago. No. A bit here of old. In that, the scientists are right, you know. People, Christians think that the heart begins 2,000 years ago. Not really. So, praise the Lord Jesus. The heart is of old. I'm not going anywhere, really. But I'm going to be going through judgment of different stages. But the age itself will end, you know. So, we are at the end of the age right now. So, having said that, you know, by the authority of God's infallible word, no matter how we look at it, we declare that time is short. Amen?
Amen.
Time is short. It's my exhortation. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's look at a few scriptures that tell us that not my word, it's God's word. 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, 29th verse. But this I say, brethren, this is the Holy Ghost by the apostle and so for all scripture are by the inspiration of the Spirit of God. Holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, amen. If I say Paul or Peter, I just leave the script and but we know it's the Holy Ghost and so forth. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. That's what he says. God says, so not my word, the time is short. It remained that both they that have wives be as though they had none. And they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possess not. In other words, Christians hold lightly to this word, amen?
Mm.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Mm.
Hold lightly to this word, not just, you know, put it upon your head and so on, that you know we are pilgrims here, amen? Praise the Lord. Let's get more scriptures here, just a short one here. In the book of Romans, starting 11, that's a bit too. And that knowing the time, see that a time element, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know the parable and so forth,
yeah.
Matthew 25, that the Lord told us one of the kingdom parables and so forth, which I don't have time to go to, the 10 virgins and so forth, type of two group of believers. You know, Bible says 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish and so on. And, you know, so of course, There's a turning time while they wait for the bridegroom. We're at that turning time, really, you know. And, they all slumber and slept and so forth. At midnight, there went out a cry. Behold, the bridegroom, the bridegroom cometh and like that, you know. Anyway, so I always like verse 10. That Bible says, they that were ready, I don't have it here, they that were ready went in with the bridegroom, right? That is the distinguishing factor. Five were not ready. That's it. God didn't hate them. He didn't hate them, but they were not ready. Praise the Lord. Anyway, they didn't even have another group. They didn't even sleep at all. They are the one that gave the cry. Behold, the bridegroom come. Amen? Mm-hmm. They were all Christians here, type of Christian and so on. So there are two of them. One didn't have enough oil, type of the Holy Spirit and so on, that, you know. And they all slumber and slept, So, but five were wise. They carry oil with their, that means they have the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon them. They walk in the Spirit and so on, Which group gave the cry? Who could have known the time of the bridegroom arrival, but the bride herself? We believe it is the bride herself that gave that cry, behold the bridegroom come. Amen? Praise the Lord. Not dogmatism, they are just put right there, something like that, So anyway, so we see time element. Now, even do you know that demons are aware of time? Even demons are aware of time. In Matthew 8:28, and when he, meaning the Lord, was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, they met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man, might pass by that way. But when the King of Glory, the immortal God in the flesh, God was in Christ, right? Because they want to be there. When they passed by, they had to behave themselves, right? Anyway, what happened in India, where I'm going to is 29th verse. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Are thou come hither to torment us before the time? Even demons have an idea of timing. Amen? Time element. Before the time. If the judgment is coming, you are saying that. Of course, even Satan himself knows that his time is short. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Revelation 12:12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Praise the Lord. See? And even do you know that nature itself, I'm just reading scripture here, not really preaching, just reading scripture here. Nature is aware of time. Jeremiah 8:7. Yea, the stalker in the heavens knoweth an appointed time, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. See, time element. Even nation knows about time, right? Now, even the Lord was always conscious of time, time element and so forth. John 9:4 says this, I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. Time consciousness, right? The Lord wants us to conscious of time, the time we are living in especially. Israel was punished for not knowing the time of their visitation. Let me read that in Luke 19, the 43rd verse. For the days shall come, the Lord prophesying now upon them, when they rejected the Messiah, right, upon thee, that their enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in their one stone upon another. Why? because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. That is the reason. That was the reason that they were punished, not knowing the time of their visitation. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. So you know what they experienced at that time was a type, of what is to come later. We know in the history of Christ, what happened at that time, how the Lord foretold them and so forth. That in Luke 21, I believe it is, the same kind of scenario in Luke 21. Oh, they shall fall by the edge of the sword. They shall be scattered to all nations and so forth. Jerusalem, shall be thrown out of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled, right? He said all those things and so forth. Come 40 years later, Titus, the Roman general came in there, and this is exactly what the Lord says we do and so forth, The temple was rippled down and burned down and so forth, So now, but the Christians who had the Lord and obeyed the Lord fled to Pella in Jordan. Amen? Because we have to give what we have had, led by enemy they will steal from our hands, amen? Give is what we have really had of the law, and we should learn from them. But the fanatical Jews, oh no, the Messiah will come and save us. The Messiah was here, he told you instructions, and they didn't believe him. He come and save us, You see, they stayed there. But the Christians, they fled to Pella, in Jordan. Can you imagine what would have happened if they haven't obeyed the law? The early church just going off, could have wiped out all the apostles, would have to preach anything, but they obeyed the law. It's an example to us and standard, So what happened here is that the Antichrist will be the great tribulation, those who don't listen to the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. So the things which are written our first time, they were written for our admonition and for our example, that we, through the scriptures, we may have hope. Praise God. Be conscious of time. Very, very important, That's one commodity that this world is don't have plenty of right now, as far as God is concerned. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, there will be a shortening of time too. The Lord says so. Let me read to you Matthew 24:22. Now, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. I think time is short, right? That's not the word of a man. That is the word of the eternal God. Amen? The eternal word of the unfailing word of God. I don't care what the scientists say, they're not Christians, God says time is short. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let us take him by his word. Do not reason it at all. Lean not onto your own understanding. Every true science must agree with the scriptures, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. That's right. So now, many have wondered at that statement that the Lord made. What will happen to this world that shall no flesh be saved? Until 1945, at the end of World War I, at the atomic detonation over Hiroshima and Nagasaki, end World War II, right? When they detonated that atomic bomb at that time, So now they now begin to see the word of the Lord. It's interesting, those people begin to work on atomic bomb and so forth. They happen to be Jews, many of them are Jews, really, and some of that, but that's a different subject, really. Anyway, so you see, so now, ever since that time, now they have even come with hydrogen bomb, which is more powerful than the atomic bomb, really, So anyway, so now people now understand, those who want to understand, now understand what the Lord was talking about when he made that statement. He called the end from the beginning, amen? Praise the Lord. He is God, the all-knowing God, the omniscient God. No other person, no angel, no principality is omniscient. There are three attributes that nobody can ever share with God. Omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence. Amen? All-powerful, all-knowing, all-present. Praise the Lord. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. I think no other person can do that. Angels are not omniscient. They don't know the day the Lord is coming. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we know that. So we know we are at the end of the age. Now, let me even tell you what is even more to that, what the Lord said about this and so on. So, like I said before, they now have, they even have hydrogen bombs with laser power, calculated in megatons or millions of TNT, ready at the push of a button to destroy all nations And even lately, leading technologies, including Elon Musk, they openly express fear that the rapidly evolving computer-based artificial intelligence, or AI, you know, for short, will turn terrifying science fiction into reality as computers are becoming smart enough to escape human control, with the potential to bring about human extinction. That one he says, that's your language. Amen. The Lord says, the Lord intervene. There shall no flesh be saved. Amen. Mm-hmm. See, you know, just what the Lord has said many 2,000 years ago and so on, that you know, coming to pass and so forth, you know. So now, before, up to now, programmers, we tell the computer what to do, right? AI has got to a place where it's out of control. It gets out of control of programmers. Mm-hmm. We know what's going to happen. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Bible says, they are careful. And some of that, you know. So we're right there. Now, more on that one, this and that, atomic things and some of that, you know. In 2021, NASA and the Energy Department here in the United States, they announced the award of a contract for three companies here in the U.S. to help develop a project that aims to establish a nuclear power on the moon. Nuclear power on the lunar surface. That's right. That's about 2021 and so forth. And they are thinking by 2030, this will be ready. And they also signal that settlements, meaning houses and so forth, will be built on the moon. With homes, right on the moon there and so on. Just about a week or two ago, Russia came up and announced they now have a joint venture with China of doing the same thing, putting a nuclear reactor on the moon. About 2 weeks ago, they said that and so on, as you know. So they think of weaponizing space, you know. They don't say except the intervention, right? That shall no flesh be saved. They won't get that far. They are having their, you know, they are having their own kind of, you know, they won't finish the field and so on, you know, but, you know, the Lord will intervene and so forth. So time elements. So we see that happening right in the world. Let me just read one more scripture. We're going to prayer right now. First, Thessalonians chapter 5, that scripture here. Talking about time is short. That is the definition. Time is short. However we look at it and so on, that, you know. 5:1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape, the Lord said. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, see, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. Praise God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let us not sleep as do others, but let us wash and be sober. I always say this one here all the time. You know, the prophetic student, the student of prophecy doesn't say this. They wash. Amen. Praise the Lord. The children of prophets don't say they only wash as the Bible has commanded us. So let us be watchful and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober. This is the, you know, these are the word for the day you and I are living in now. Soberness, you see, be sober. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. You see, divine love, right? Agape love. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Not a fleshly love. Now agape love. You know, as well as you know. And for an element, the hope of salvation. And then, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Just a little such thing, you know, to know the time we are living in. In an hour we think, you know, the Lord said the Son of Man cometh, amen. In Mark 13:35, wash What I say unto you, I say unto all. Wash. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. The spirit of prophecy will wash. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us the roadmap of this age, how it will end. Will I hide anything from Abraham that I will do? Type of the elect. He has shown his elect what shall be in this latter day. So we thank you for giving us understanding, Lord, to all that they are in parables, but to also, Lord, he has spoken to us mouth to mouth. So we bless you and we worship you, Lord. Help us to keep you, to sincerely keep the word of the Lord and to take the word of the Lord seriously. Father, we thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. That you told us in Luke 21:36. Worship therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things and to stand before the Son of Man. Grant unto us, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So,